Alif Lam Mim. Tanzilul kitab la raiba fihi min rabbil alamin. Am yaquluna iftara. Bal huwa al-haqqu min rabbika litunzira qauman ma atahum min nadhirin min qablika la'allahum yahtadun. Sadaqallahul azim. These are the opening ayat, the opening verses of Surah As-Sajda. This surah was revealed in the Meccan period, the period before the hijrah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Two hadiths with regards to the virtue of the surah and to understand the magnitude of the surah. One is, it comes in the hadith that on Friday mornings in the Fajr Salat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the surah in the first rakat, like it is recited here more often than not. And then in the second rakat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite Surah Ad-Dahr. Then we find in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not go to sleep without reciting Surah As-Sajda, the surah, and Surah Mulk, Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk. So it stands to reason that when we find that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a daily basis would recite a particular surah, on a weekly basis he would recite a particular surah, or on an occasion he would recite a particular verse or a surah, then that has great virtue in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, the virtue with regards to thawab, that is one issue, and then obviously there has to be a message that comes from the surah that stands out, that is very, very powerful, and a message that you and I should digest. Like for example, we read Surah Yasin every morning, and when we read Surah Yasin, there has to be a reason why it is so virtuous. There has to be a reason why our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read it. He encouraged us, because there is a very, very powerful message that the surah delivers to us. And here the message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers is the greatness and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's might. It takes us to that point of our life that all of us have to go through, and that is of mouth, of death. We have to all leave this world. The condition on how we leave this world will be determined by our amal, our actions, and obviously the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It takes us into the akhirat very, very briefly, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us through the entire journey of our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, Allah Rabbul Izzat knows best its meaning. Tanzeelul kitab la rayba fihi min rabbil alameen. The revelation of the book, portion by portion, bit by bit, there is no doubt in it, is from the Rabb, from the sustainer of the entire universe. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the mode and the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran upon our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The word Tanzeel refers to the revelation bit by bit, portion by portion, piecemeal, as and when the occasion would arise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal a portion of an ayah in certain instances, certain times one ayah, certain times several ayats, sometimes a surah, sometimes even more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, depending on the situation. And in this entire 23 years plus minus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread the revelation of the Qur'an Kareem to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the ulama have given many reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen this mode of revelation for the Qur'an Kareem. Allah, if He so willed and desired, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was in the cave of Hira, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have then received the whole Qur'an from the beginning to the end, not only 5 verses of Iqra, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed it portion by portion, because this is the way, the link that attachment, that affinity, that connection between Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would come more and more often to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this mode. And then obviously there were those masail, there were those rules and regulations that had to come down at a particular incident, at a particular occasion, so that the Ummah also will remember. And of course we will remember those occasions, we will remember Sahaba-i Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And for these various reasons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen this. And of course there was a great amount of ease for the Ummah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an in this manner. Then Allah ta'ala says, لا ريب في, any day is absolutely no doubt. There is no doubt in any harf, in any letter, in any alphabet of this kitab. There is no doubt in any word of this kitab. There is no doubt that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is absolutely no doubt in the fact that each and every harf, each and every letter, each and every word of the Quran is a means of hidayah for mankind. There is absolutely no doubt in it that when we follow this Quran, then we will gain salvation, we will gain najat in the hereafter. So in every aspect, there is absolutely no doubt in the fact that this is the kitab of Allah, this is the kitab of salvation, this is the kitab of our najat, this is the kitab that will take us to Jannah inshaAllah, if only we follow it the way Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to follow it. Min Rabbil Alameen, from the Rabb of the entire universe. Now usually when you and I look at this word Rabb, and when we speak about the word Rabb, then what we say is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. And when we speak about Allah ta'ala is the sustainer, Allah ta'ala is the Lord, Allah ta'ala is the nourisher, Allah ta'ala is the cherisher, then usually our minds go only towards the material things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cherishes and Allah ta'ala nourishes us. But the reality here is Allah is speaking about the revelation of the kitab. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is also showing us another aspect, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is the sustainer, and Allah ta'ala is the Rabb, and He is the cherisher and the nourisher of our ruhaniyat, our spirituality also. That bit by bit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran, and the word Rabb, we did it many times, that from non-existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us into the realm of existence. Allah brings us into the alam of existence. If by way of a clot of blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us into existence. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala nourishes us, Allah sustains us according to our ability at that particular time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us to a fully formed fetus in the wombs of our mothers. And then in that time also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nourishes us, Allah sustains us, and then Allah brings us into this world. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees our condition, Allah ta'ala feeds us via the breast of our mothers, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a perfect human being, that is insofar as the physical aspect of it. As far as the spiritual aspect of it is concerned also, there was no ruh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a ruh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in our taqdeer that we will bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made every arrangement for our iman. Allah made every arrangement for our deen insofar as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned, insofar as Quran Kareem is concerned, insofar as our ulama-i kiram is concerned, insofar as the mashayikh is concerned, the masjid is concerned, the amal of deen, our salat in every aspect. So all these arrangements have been made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our spirituality, and like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He is the Rabb of the entire universe. In the next ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى, do they say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forged? Do they say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fabricated this kitab? Could they say that this is the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when this kitab is so perfect and it is the words of Allah and there is no doubt about it? بَلْ هُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nay, it is the Rabb, it is the Haqq, it is the truth from your Rabb, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we follow it, we will be on the path of truth. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أَتَاهُمْ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكُ, so that you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will warn a community, a nation, the people of Makkah Mukarramah in the initial stages, and then the people of Madinah Munawwara, and then of course the entire world. But here more reference is made to the people of Makkah. Ma atahum min nadhirin min qablik, to whom no nadir, no warner had come before you in the form of a Nabi. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had come to Makkah Mukarramah. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was there. Then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, historically, we cannot prove that there was any Nabi that had come down to the people of Makkah Mukarramah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent people in the form of warners, not in the form of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And a very famous person and a typical example is one person, Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufail. This person, before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he hailed from Makkah Mukarramah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided him, and he would warn the people about idol worship. He used to speak about Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. He used to speak about the ills of slaughtering animals in any other name but the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way he warned the people and he tried to move them away from idol worship. Now he passed away before the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also met him. He had his son, Hazrat Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the brother-in-law of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If you remember the famous incident when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, that was Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was then among the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba in one sitting who was given the glad tidings of Jannah by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like that all the Sahaba were Jannati. And once he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the status of his father, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that he comes from a different caliber, a different group of people. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon him for the kind of da'wah he had given to the people of Makkah Mukarramah. So these warners had come to Makkah Mukarramah in different periods of time. Min qablika, before you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la'allahum yahtadun. So why are you going to warn them? So that they will gain hidayat, they will gain guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be guided on the sirat mustaqim. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.